Morning, Rav Ossai. Let's see the first Ramban here in Parshas VaYeshev. Tam VaYeshev Yaakov Be'eretz Megurei Aviv. Ki Omer She'alufei Esav Yoshvu Be'eretz Achuzasum. Klomer, Ho'oretz She'lokhu Lohem La'achuzas Olam. So the various heads of the branches of Esau's family, so they settled in the land that they had acquired for themselves, meaning outside of Eretz Yisrael. Abba Yaakov Yoshav Ger Ko'oviv Be'eretz Lolohem Ela L'chanan. Yaakov, as Yitzchak before him, lived in a land where he wasn't sovereign, but rather at this point in history, Canaan was ruling over Eretz Yisrael. The Hakavona, what the Torah intends to convey, Lahaget kihem Yitzchak Yaakov, bocharem logla be'eretz hanivcheres. Vish A, so they opted, meaning Yitzchak Avinu could also have found land somewhere where they could have been in control. They didn't have to subject themselves to the rule of others, but that would have been outside of Eretz Yisrael. So when given this choice between between being sovereign outside of Eretz Yisrael or living in Eretz Yisrael, so they opted. The emes says, excuse me just 1 second. The Rambam quotes the halacha from the Gemara at the end of Ksubis. In the Rambam, it's Perikei of Malachim, halacha Yud Beis, but it's a Gemara in Ksubis, the end of Ksubis, that la'olam yodo odom beretz Yisrael, afilu bi'ir sheruba goyim, ba'al yodo v'chutz la'at, v'afilu bi'ir sheruba Yisrael. So here, the variable, the contrast is not sovereignty or lack of sovereignty, but it also highlights that Eretz Yisrael trumps what would otherwise, in a different context, be a value. In the context of the Rambam, it's who one's neighbors are. And here, in the context of the Ramban, it's a question of having sovereignty. Hakavon al hagit kihem bocherim, excuse me, logo be'eretz hanivcheres, A, B, v'sheniskayim bohem, ki geri yaza'ocha be'eretz lo lohem, v'lo be'esav. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu and the Bisben Absorim, ki geri yaza'ocha be'eretz lo lohem, so that nevuah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted, was fulfilled in Yaakov, v'lo be'esav, ki b'Yaakov levada yikari lohem zara, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, ki b'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. What this illustrates, I mean, there are many such illustrations, but what this illustrates is the following. Already in Bris Ben Absorim, at the dawn of our history, at the dawn of the history of Knesset Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents to Avraham Avinu that part of the privilege and destiny of being the Am HaNivchar involves dealing with adversity, with suffering, with trials, with tribulations. And the two are inseparable. One can't identify with or want to tap into the promise of Am HaNivchar without being ready to make the sacrifices that are involved. The Haftocha of Eretz Yisrael was preceded by Kigeya Zaracha Beretz Lolohem, Vavodim Ve'inu Osam Ava Me'oshona. And they comprise one fabric. So sometimes we want the promise and the goal without the sacrifice. We want it nationally, collectively, and in our personal lives, we want it personally. We want to know a lot of Torah, but we don't necessarily want to be Mosa Nefesh to be Kona Torah. And from the dawn of our history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, the accomplishment and the status and the attainment of Am HaNivchar is always bound up with sacrifice, with Mesiras Nefesh. The Torah here is describing how Yaakov Avinu was Mosa Nefesh, to live Be'eretz Lolohem, and he made the sacrifice, which is why the promise and the attainment could later materialize. Let's take a look in Pasuk Ches, here in the Ramban. Hamoloch timloch aleinu u'moshel timshel banu. Pirush Rabbi Avram, the Ibn Ezra, Anachnu nesimcha melech aleinu. Again, it's a hey of a question, right? Hamoloch timloch aleinu. Pirush Rabbi Avram, Anachnu nesimcha melech aleinu, o ata timshel banu b'choska. Meaning that the Ibn Ezra explains what's the difference between Hamoloch timloch or Moshel timshel. So the Ibn Ezra says that Moloch timloch means willingly. One is a melech when the people willingly, voluntarily, a mamlech, the ruler. One is a moshel when he imposes his rule upon them. When he biyod chazaka imposes his sovereignty over them. Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech. Umalchuso bakol moshel. Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech, meaning that over Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is melech. We willingly and voluntarily are mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even over those vast parts of humanity that don't do so, is Malchusa v'kol mashallah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules b'chazka even when his rule is not invited, as it were, Rahmana Tzlan, is not welcomed, as it were. And the mitzvah of Malchios, it's the Gaon also says that later says the same vort as the Ibn Ezra had said earlier. The mitzvah of Malchios in Rosh Hashanah is that we should embrace Malchios, not just sort of begrudgingly, Rahmana Tzlan, begrudgingly acknowledge, but we should voluntarily embrace and welcome Malchus Shemayim. Ramban himself goes on to suggest a different challenge in the pasuk, v'yosa nochem das unkelos, to distinguish, to differentiate hamolach timla from mashal timshal. So the Ramban prefers unkelos's approach. Hatiya melech aleinu o shilton moshal banu. Shilton moshal banu sounds like someone as Yosef ultimately became, someone who's not quite the melech, but nevertheless who rules, such as a viceroy. The notion of being a subject and having to prostrate oneself would be not only to the Melech, but even to the Viceroy, even to the Moshel. Otia aleinu la'olam, that's what the brothers are saying, you'll never be lo Melech and velo Moshel, and not even a Moshel. Pasuk Tezvav. Vayimtzayu ish v'hinei soa v'asada. So the ish, Rashi says the ish is Gavriel, finds Yosef and he's wandering, he's wandering around in the field. Yoma ki hu toa min aderech v'lohoye yodea ona yelech. V'nichnas v'asada. Why did he wander into the field? He's looking for them in a pasture where the tzon could be grazing. Why is this worthy of being recorded in the Chumash? Lahagid kisibos ro'os bo'e love shahayavoy lachzolo. Right? There were a lot of obstacles thrown in Yosef's path. Sufficiently so that one would have easily expected or anticipated that he would have given up and he would have gone back to Yaakov and said, I couldn't find them. But Yosef was not deterred by obstacle after obstacle because of the mitzvah of Kibbutz. How easily or quickly a person is deterred from doing something, the Ramban is explaining, is a reflection of how deeply committed he is to doing it. If to give a trivial, light example, so Light example. Your parents ask you to go to the corner store and pick up a quart of milk. So you go to the store and they're out of milk. So the question is, do you go back home and you tell them, you know, sorry, they were out of milk, or do you go to another store which is half a mile away? Imtim Seloma, assuming they're not going to be worried about you, you text them. They're not worried about why you're not coming back. So you text them. You text them that you're going to the other store. You get to the other store. Apparently, some of the cows are on strike, so they're also out of milk. So again, so okay, I tried twice already. The next store is 2 miles away. Do you go? Well, you know, no, enough. I tried twice. How easily or quickly a person is deterred. how soon a person gives up. I was doing it just to be yotze. Okay, just to be yotze, I go to the first store. I'm a little bit committed to it. I go to the second store. Or no, I'm totally committed to it. I do what's necessary, what's possible to try and make it happen. And it's true in so many contexts, how soon a person gives up or doesn't give up is a measure of how committed the person is. Lahodienu O, the Ramban continues, the Torah also narrates this to teach us Ki hagzeira emes v'hacharitzu sheker, a famous phrase. Ki hagzeira emes v'hacharitzu sheker. Which means that, again, literally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decree is emes, and emes in the sense not only of true, but true in the sense of it endures, it prevails. Right? MS, we translate MS as truth, which is a correct translation, but MS also has the sense of being real. Right? What's imaginary is not true, is not real, right? Ki hagzeira MS, gzeira is true and real. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeira is true and real. And charitzus, diligence, when it seeks, if it seeks to contradict a gzeira, again, the Ramban is not, we discussed at the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, he's obviously not dismissing hishtadlus. He means charitzus, diligence, which goes against the gzeira. V'hacharitzus sheker. Again, false, but is not real, doesn't endure, isn't sustainable. Ki zimei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had decreed that Yosef should be sold into slavery. No matter how many seeming obstacles there were to prevent that from playing out and materializing, it was going to happen because Hagzeira Emes v'Hacharitzu Sheker. Ki zimei lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu mora derech shelo midaito, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him a guide shelo midaito lahavio b'yodom. V'lozeh diskavnu rabosenu v'omrim ki ha'ishim ha'ele hem malochim. Meaning that there was a mission, shelo al chinam hoya kol ha'sipo hazeh, lehodienu ki atzas Hashem hisokom. Good, let's see Pasuk Yud Zayin, the next one, but. So what is the ish, the mysterious ish tell Yosef, v'yom ish nosu mizeh, ki shamati ol mim nelcha dol sona, v'yelch Yosef hacha echa v'yim sa'im b'dol son, nosu mizeh, Ban begins by quoting Rashi. Hisiu atzman mina achva. They've distanced themselves from any feelings of brotherhood. They've renounced brotherhood. Nelcha dosoina levakesh l'chon nichle dosos shemisucha v'hem. They're looking to come up with all kinds of strategies and conspiracies to be able to put you to death. L'fi pshuto, Shemokum Dosan is the name of the place. V'ein mikri yotzin v'pshuto loshem Rabbeinu Shlomo. V'ein hakavona l'Rav Oseinu, when Chazal offer the pshat of Nelcha Dosan l'vakesh l'chon nichle dosos, Chazal don't intend sheyufarish lo ha'ish nosu min ha'achva v'holchu la'ore alecha dinin v'taromas. It doesn't mean that Gabriel spelled this out for Yosef. She'im Cain, obviously, ha'ya nimna lo'laches, lo'hoyim sakin ba'atzvah. If Yosef had been told, you know, they're plotting to ambush you and to kill you, so he certainly would not have gone. Aval ha'kavana lo'hem, what Chazal intend is, ki'a ish Gabriel ha'shehigid lo, higid emes. He said something which could be understood on two levels, in two different ways. And in this instance, Ushneim Emes. We'll see shortly now that sometimes a person can say something which is Meshamesh Ushneipanim, one is Emes, one is not Emes. But in this instance, is Shneim Emes. Ruhu lo haven anistobo. Yosef was not in a position to understand the more esoteric that Dosan didn't just mean the name of a place, but it meant Nichle Dosa Shem Yisucha. And Nasu Mizeh didn't just mean that they've traveled beyond, but it means that they've forsaken brotherhood. So Yosef was guided by the exoteric meaning of what Gamliel told him. What prompts Chazal to this drashim? Why does he say that they were going towards Dosan? No, the Gabriel knows exactly where they are. V'imkein yodeyahu onahem v'lama lo amahinam b'dosan v'ama kimistapek sheshama mehem sheyelchu sham v'eni yodeyah onahem ata. So because of this difficulty, if you only take the pasuk al pipshuto, lachen yasu midrash b'mamaro. This is a very, very important yesod. Often we find drashos chazal. So for instance, if you go back to the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, I don't think we commented on this then. So Rashi says on Im Lovan Garti, the very beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, take a look at verse, Im Lovan Garti. So Rashi says, the pshutos shel mikra is, lo nasesi sar v'choshuv, I didn't become some kind of officer. I didn't become a dignitary, a VIP, a leger, a stranger. You know, the Velt asked the Kasha, does Yaakov Avinu really think that Esav has been lying awake at night worrying about whether Yaakov has been putting on not only his Tefillin Shel Rashi, but his Tefillin Shel Rabbeinu Tam? And is he holding stark by his Musa Seder in Mesil Seshorim and Shari Tshuva? Presumably, Esav is not overly concerned with these questions. So why is Yaakov Avinu volunteering in love and gauti v'tarik mitzvah shamati? So the simple pshat here is as follows. Again, our Ramban's yisod that you find in Chumash that people will say l'shonos, again, mishamesh l'shnei ponim. Again, in the context here in Vayeshev, it's shneim emes, but lav dafka, that the shnei ponim is always that way. So l'chore, what Rashi, what Chazal mean here is as follows. Let's rewind to the first pshat. Rashi says, how can Yaakov Avinu say such a thing? How can Yaakov, why isn't it a chilul Hashem to say that Yitzchak Avinu gave me a bracha and the bracha wasn't in this kind? How can Yaakov Avinu say such a thing? How can you say such a thing? So the Taz L'chor is as follows. Excuse me, just one second. There's a din in Yeridaya. In Simon Kuf Nun Zayin. Also la'adam lo mashu ovid kachavim kadesh lo yahargahu. A person cannot, a Jew, cannot befemole say that he's an Oved Avodah Zarah even to save his life. That's what the Mechaber said. The Ramah says as follows. Va'afu gav the osa lo mashu oved kechov, meaning he's concurring with that psak of Mechaber. Yuchal loma lohem loshon de mishtama the treyapin. He can say something which can be understood in different ways, so that they will misunderstand it to mean that he's an Ovid Kochavin, but it legitimately can be understood differently, and that he can do to save his life. So the Pashas is that that's exactly what this Chazal, what Rashi is quoting, means. Like our Ramban says, the Yesod, that sometimes we find in Chumash, when people are speaking, that they speak intentionally, Aloshon HaMashamish L'Shneiponim. Okay, so Gabriel is doing it for his reasons, for different reasons in our example. But over here, the Pashas says, what does Yaakov mean? When Yaakov says, Im Lavan Garti, so what Yaakov means is, V'tarik Mitzvah Shamarti. Yaakov is not Chas V'Shalom. He doesn't intend to cast aspersions or to belittle the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gave him. But Elamai, this is a sakana. This is exactly the case that the Ramah is talking about. Elamai, Yaakov Avinu does intentionally say it, Beloshon HaMishamish, Shneipanim. He does intentionally express himself in a way that Esav could interpret, could misinterpret, and take it in a way that he'll be appeased. And we had it a second time in Parshas Vayishlach. Yes, I think, remember we had the Ramban we saw last week on Pasuk Hey. So the Ramban was commenting on Yaakov Avinu employing the Lashonos of Ko Amar Avdecha Yaakov and Ko Somon LaAdoni LaEsav. So the Ramban said here in Pasuk Hey, V'dak, Yaakov Azeh Shaya Yaakov Osa La'ochid B'fachdoso Lemor Adoni V'Avdecha. V'avo Ki Aminig B'tso Elosiz Mailu V'chovod Ala V'chua Ki Iluhu Aviv. That the practice in antiquity was that which the MS is, that the Torah itself really mandates, is that the younger brother relates to the Bechor and confers honor on the Bechor comparable to that which is conferred upon a father. So that's it. How does a person refer to his father as Adoni Avi? That's a correct way of referring to one's father, Adoni Avi. V'hine Yaakov lokach b'choroso v'zbichoso v'esav sotem oso aleihem. V'ato ho yomar elo ki ilu eina mechira hi etzlo klum v'chi hu noeg bo ki b'chor v'od lohotzi es ha mastema mi libo. So Yitochein, that the Pshat Nisramban also is, that it's a Lashon HaMishamish HaShneiponim. That on the other hand, it's true, Yaakov Avinu purchased the Bechorah. And Avada, Yaakov Avinu, held that Mechira was Shorei V'Kayim. Was certainly something that was irreversible and was very, very significant. Afal Pichein, biologically, Esav was the older brother, right? Biologically, Esav was the firstborn. So Yaakov Avinu says, Kosomar la'adonu l'Esav, Koma avdecha Yaakov. All Yaakov intends, Aloshan ha'mashan ha'shishnei ponim. What Yaakov intends is, I have the bechor, I have the bracha, but afal pichein, the ma'aseh, biologically, he's the older brother. Biologically, he's the firstborn. When I purchase the bechorah, I wasn't interested in his calling me Adon and my not having to refer to myself as Evet. I was interested in all the spiritual implications of the Bechorah. So that's what Yaakov intends. Yaakov obviously knows full well that Esav may and hopefully will misinterpret, but that's that same din in Shulchan Aruch. It's the same in Lov and Gerte. That often Loshon is Meshamesh Shnei Panim. And when you find, for instance, again, here in the Ramban, it doesn't present that way. But when you find, for instance, in the Rashis of Garti or in our Rashi of Nosu Mizeh and Elcha Dosanya, two Pshatim, they're not alternatives. They're the Shnei Ponim, which the Lashon is Meshamesh. And again, in our case, in Parshas Vayeshev, it's Shnei Amemes. And in earlier in Parshas Vayishlach, it's Echad Mehem Emes, Echad Mehem Shekev, but that's exactly that did in Shulchan Aruch. So that's an entirely legitimate thing to do under the circumstances. Let's see a little bit of the Ramban here in Pasuk Chav Beis. You see what the Ramban has? Because of Rashi, Mimashma Shanama Vahboi Veik. On Pasuk Chav Beis. The course of Rashi, Mimash Mashanama, Vahaboy Veik, and any Yodea Shein Bomayim, Matam Lama in Bomayim, Mayim main Bob, and the Khashan Vakravim Yeshbo. Loshan Rashi, Midibi Rabbi Senu. Right, in the Hanukkah Sugis, Main Yonadiyam. Vim Kane, Hoyuhan the Khashan Vahakravim Bahore Habor. Again, Al Pipshuto, clearly what it means is that the snakes, the scorpions, there were crevices in the bottom of the boar where the brothers couldn't see it. Or the boar was so deep that they couldn't see to the bottom of the boar. Had they seen the Nechashim Vayakravim, and had they seen V'lo Yaziku LeYosef, that Yosef was thrown down and maybe he even landed on some of the Nechashim Vayakravim, even if he didn't, the fact that he wasn't immediately killed by these poisonous reptiles, Hoya Adov Boru Lahem Shenasa Lo Neis Gadol V'Shu Tzadik Gomor. Had they been aware, then they would have recognized the magnitude of the Nes, which indicates that it was a Tzadik Gomor, V'yedu, and they would have known, Kizchusa Tatzilenu Mikora, and they would have realized that he's untouchable. V'ech Yigu, and how would they try to put their hand out against B'Mashiach Hashem Asher Hu Chofetz Bo Matzilo. So the Pashto says, when the Ramban says that had they seen this Neis Gadol, that they would have recognized it was Tzadik Gomor, he's referring back to what he explained, what we saw in Pashto's Vayeva on the Pasuk of Ki Yadativ. Right? V'hanochon be'enai she'yihi yadiyah bo mamash, the Ramban back in Pashto's Vayeva that we saw then, that b'chasidov yosum elav ladas also befrat lios shmiraso dveika b'otomid. And then the Ramban says kitam lo yigram mitzadik enov. That's what the pasuk in Iyov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't take his eye kaviyochol, he doesn't take his eyes off the tzadik for a moment. That's what the Ramban means. Shehu tzadik gomor, meaning a tzadik who's on a level that he's the beneficiary of this special hashgacha pratis that doesn't allow for accidents, that doesn't allow for human bechira to affect him if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. So that's what the Ramban is saying, that the Shiftei Kol would have recognized that if Yosef is the beneficiary of such hashgacha, such hashgacha is only for Chassidei Elyon. So that they would have recognized their mistaken assessment of who Yosef is. Maybe we'll take a look at one more Ramban. You take a look in Perek Lamed Ches for a moment, Pasuk Zayin. Vayihi er b'chor Yehuda ra b'enei Hashem. Lamed Ches Zayin Uvasa. Vayihi er b'chor Yehuda ra b'enei Hashem. Lo hiske hakosuv pisho kasha osa v'ochiv. It doesn't, as the Torah does by Onan, where the Torah tells us what the chait was, by Er, the Torah doesn't. In the Pshuto Shomikra. Aval Oma ki b'cheto meis. So then what's the point? If the Torah is just going to be vague, so what's the point? No, the Torah is emphasizing that he died as a result of his own sin. Lahudiya shlohoya ze be'onesh Yehuda al mechiras Yosef. It wasn't that he was being punished, that really it was a punishment for Yehuda for mechiras Yosef. Why? Ki ha-hatzola onda ala mechira. As egregious a chait as the mechira was, but the fact that Yehuda saved Yosef's life, ma betza ki na'agos achinu v'chisinu as domo, so Yehuda saved Yosef's life, so those two balanced each other out. So that he didn't get he wasn't deserving of such a terrible onesh. V'lohoya bebeisa avos shachul, none of the shiftei ka or the avos lost a child. Zulasi baze, only here shahaya rab ene Hashem, with the child was chayiv mizir v'dei shemayim because of his own averos. Ki zera tzadikim yivorach. Ve'al ken hoye Yaakov mis'aber al b'no yomim rabim v'yemoyin lehisnachem, shehoye hadove be'enav onesh godolo milvad ahavoso oso. So Rambani says a remarkable pshat. I think Rashi tells us, no, Rashi says on Vayimayim Lesnachem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the Bria that there should be a certain degree of shichcha which allows Avelim to be comforted and to be able to function and move on in life, which they're supposed to do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that capacity only where the relative Taka was Nifta. Over here where the relative wasn't Nifta. So that's why Yaakov Avinu wasn't capable of being comforted. So the Ramban says a different shot. Ramban says that Milvada Avoso also, it wasn't only because of that bond between Yaakov and Yosef. No, that certainly was a goyim as well for the Vayimayin Lesnachem. But additionally, it was Vayimayin Lesnachem because Yaakov Avinu understood that what Yosef's, in quotation marks, death was a punishment to him. And that's why Yaakov Avinu couldn't get over it. He couldn't get over that he was guilty and deserving of such an onesh, because that's how he processed it. Meaning what the Torah is telling us wasn't true of Er and Onan, meaning that they weren't being killed as a punishment imposed upon Yehuda, that's what Yaakov Avinu, again, understood in quotation marks, when he was under the impression of Torah of Yosef, that it was a Midas Adin against him, and that's also why he couldn't be misnachem, because of just how greatly he felt he must have sinned to trigger Rachmana Litzlan such an onesh. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here, Rav Asay. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.